Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dash American, where we bring people from all different kinds of cultural backgrounds and people who have different relationships with their cultural background to come together and share their stories. My name is Sam, and today we are talking about Asians in sports, how the community and culture of the sports world intertwine with those specifically in the Asian community. Let's meet the group today.
I'm Chris. I am half Chinese, a quarter Polish, an eighth Italian, and an eighth Irish. Same goes for Sean, my little brother. Growing up, I played baseball and basketball predominantly. 4 years of varsity baseball in high school. 3 years of thirds basketball in high school as well, which is actually, not the highest level of competition, but it was definitely a lot of fun, and just to dick around with my friends, it was a great time. But yeah, Sean, do you want to give a little intro yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Sean. I also grew up playing baseball and basketball, and now I'm in my junior year of high school, so I've gone more towards the path of basketball and less of baseball, and we both heavily follow the NFL, NBA, and MLB, and basketball has become a pretty big passion of mine. I started my own podcast with my friend. It's called The Tinizen Podcast. If you're interested, the link will be down below, I assume.
All right, so just to start things off, how did your culture come into play when it came to sports? Did it not at all? Did you not really feel it?
I guess on most teams, you would be known as like the Asian kid, or especially in basketball, definitely got called Jeremy Lin like pretty much every time.
Yeah, I definitely remember it was the height of Linsanity. And I put up like 17 points and everyone was calling me Jeremy Lin.
So it wasn't just teammates, because one time it was like the year of Linsanity. So then I hit a game tying three in like fifth grade. And I was like, wow, like Steph Curry or like Harden. I go over to like the sideline as like time expires. My mom's like, Jeremy Lin. I'm like, damn, can't escape it.
But at the moment, he is probably the only Asian player in the NBA that is making significant appearances, I would say.
Yeah, is someone that's been in the league for over 5 years. So
yeah, no, I mean, I don't hate on Jeremy Lin, but he is what he is. He's a role player or sixth man. He's not gonna be some superstar that all these fans make him out to be. I don't know. You remember the Tebow days when everyone was like, oh, I love Tim Tebow. He's the best quarterback of all time. When he really didn't do much, I kind of compare it to that. All these like hyped up fans are thinking Jeremy Lin is like the next second coming of Jesus, but in reality, and I'm definitely gonna get a lot of hate for this, but in reality, I mean, I do think you look at other Asian players in basketball, and I mean, by far and away, Yao Ming, regardless of his height, was super skilled, and in my opinion, was probably the best Asian basketball player of all time to this point.
Easily.
So do you think that Jeremy Lin makes an impact in the Asian community, or?
Yes.
But is it a good impact, or is it kind of just, he's okay and he's Asian?
No, of course it's a good impact. It's always good to have some, you know, an Asian player to root for in like the highest league of basketball.
So, the community you grew up in, were there a lot of other Asians? Were you guys kind of targeted as the Asians? I mean, I think what's crazy about you guys being called Jeremy Lin is that both of you are only half Asian and don't even necessarily look super Asian.
Yeah, that's the problem with growing up in a white community. I would say, yeah, we were targeted as the Asians. I remember specifically my junior and senior year of high school baseball, you know, everyone would call me Ichiro because I would hit leadoff when I didn't even play the same position. I took it as a compliment. One of the best Asian players,
one of the best players
of all time in the entire MLB.
You can make an argument that he's the best hitter ever.
Yeah, he's probably the best pure hitter ever, most likely. But, you know, a lot of that came with struggle. His dad, like, pushed him ridiculously hard, as a lot of Asian parents do, especially in terms of academics, but with intro is with baseball. So, you know, if you didn't want to go play baseball one day when he's like a 9-year-old kid, his dad would start throwing baseballs at his face. So, you know, there's that whole dichotomy there of he was really great, but he was pushed in that direction, and it's kind of like an obsessive compulsive disorder at this point and some psychological childhood trauma, but you know, he is one of the greatest of all time.
So what was it like for you guys to be compared to Jeremy Lin or Ichiro?
And just laugh it off, really.
Yeah, just try to laugh it off.
But was it offensive? Like, did you find it offensive?
It depends. I mean, if you have a good game, it's like, all right, yeah, doing pretty well here. So you can celebrate that. I mean,
sometimes I take it as a compliment. Sometimes I get annoyed. But yeah, I mean, usually if you're getting that, you're probably doing well. So I do think it motivates you, but I was very comfortable in my own skin, so I didn't really care. Like, yes, would I have been preferred to be compared to an actual second baseman instead of an outfielder in baseball? Sure, but I guess that's just the way it was.
So do you guys think there's certain reasons that there aren't more Asians in sports? Like, why do you think there is so little representation?
Well, I think it depends on the sport. Baseball is, I think there's a lot of Asians in that community, especially overseas. Mm-hmm. You don't really, because of Japan, you know, they have arguably as good of a league there as the MLB. So you don't really see, I mean, you do see players coming over, but it's also like there's a high level over there. But for something like basketball, I mean, besides Yao Ming, you don't really see 7 foot Asians. Every sport's different. Some things value height, some things value like just pure skill.
Right, and yeah, again, like with football too, you just don't really see it either.
Football's an American sport, so it's like...
it's not really international.
Yeah.
So there's not really that pull. But I will say, when I had played flag football and I was doing well, like, I did like that no one, you know, compared me to...
because you didn't have anyone.
Exactly. I think a lot of it has to do with the social backgrounds. So, you know, if your parents were doctors or lawyers or, you know, already had their college degrees, they might try to push you in a different direction, especially as an Asian kid. And if you said you wanted to go into sports, I know our mom was kind of like, yeah, right.
Good one.
Good luck. So there's definitely that. It's not out of necessity. It's really like pure motivation. Whereas I do feel like a lot of, and maybe I'm stereotyping, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I do feel like a lot of great players are great because they had to be great. They didn't really have another choice, another avenue. They couldn't just go to college. They didn't really have, you know, that role model to say like, okay, you're gonna get your degree in 4 years and then you're gonna go get a job. This, and you might work a lot of hours, but then like eventually you'll, you know, rise to the top of like, say, corporate America or something. Whereas I do feel like Asian Americans might have that model built in place more often than not. And, you know, I do think that kind of plays into it.
Yeah, I would say definitely that people from wealthier backgrounds, they definitely have more of an option. And it's really, they're just playing it for fun. But I would say that maybe for us, we didn't really have, because of our community, we didn't really have like another Asian on the team, or maybe it was just one or two. But I'd say in the like next decade or so, there's definitely going to be a little bit of an increase because of the popularity. You're just going to grow.
And I think people, as they get more mixed, I'd like to think that race would slowly not become a thing, but there are more people of half Asian descent. I do think we will start seeing some more increase in like, oh, this player might be like half Chinese or half Japanese.
Also, Jordan Clarkson's Filipino. Just no one really acknowledges it.
No one cares.
Yeah, everyone just thinks he's like black.
Do you find that happens a lot? Like if someone is only half Asian or a quarter Asian, it's not really talked about?
Probably in professional leagues, I would say yes. But for if you're playing on a high school team or a middle school team, I mean, it all depends on like who's on your team. Because for Chris, on his baseball team, there wasn't any other Asian on the team. It was just him.
No, Yang was on the team. There was a Chinese kid on the team my freshman and sophomore and junior year. No, freshman and sophomore year.
Well, he must have been trash.
And they also called him Ichiro, even though he was Chinese.
Okay, but even so, he was only, like, what, one other kid on the team. Like, of course you're going to get noticed as an Asian kid if there's only two on the team. But if, like, you're playing on a team of Asians, then you're just going to be the white guy. You don't really have anyone else.
Yeah, like, you're the most Asian out of all the non-Asians, so you're going to be called Asian.
All right, we're coming up on the end. Is there anything you guys wanted to talk about?
We didn't talk about tennis, though. I feel like tennis is, like,
yeah, tennis definitely has a big crowd.
Like, definitely, I feel like Asian, this is stereotypical, but Asian parents are definitely more pushing the tennis route than anything.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's easy.
It's definitely not easier, but it's a game of skill more often than not.
You don't need to be 6'8".
You don't need to be super tall. I do think, you know, you need to have some lateral quickness. And, you need to have some strength, but it's more, I mean, you can be a very finesse player and still make it, you know, to become one of the best players in the world. I mean, look at Naomi Osaka. I mean, my hope is that Rui Hachimura can be the Naomi Osaka of basketball.
All right, man, it's not going to happen. But, you'd be lucky if he's like the 10th man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a prime example of, you know, someone of Asian descent who's basically reached kind of the pinnacle of women's tennis, and I don't know, before her, what, 21st birthday? She's pretty young, right? Like,
it's also because
she's also half black, though.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to bring race into that.
Okay. Yeah, and just going off that, it's more well accepted nationally. It's not just an American sport, so.
Okay, going into the last words, as young adults within the sports world, what advice would you like to give other young Asians in sports? Maybe some advice you learned in your years that could help you?
Yeah, I would say just, I do think ESPN has a lot of their own narratives and stuff that they're trying to push. So if you're more interested in like trying to find someone like you who might be in the sporting world, you know, don't be afraid to go on SB Nation or other blog sites that, you know, will actually showcase some of these Asian Americans in sports.
Yeah, I would say embrace it. Be the best player, not just Asian player they've ever seen. Like, whatever your background is, if you want to pursue sports, don't let anything stop you.
Thank you guys so much for coming onto the show today. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning into this episode of Dash American. We encourage a continual discussion about culture and identity, so share and comment on Facebook. Let us know if there are any other identities and groups you belong to that deserve to be talked about. It's your narrative and it's valid. Thank you guys, and see you next time for another episode of Dash American.
Hello, hungry pals. I'm back again, this time on a sports podcast. How legendary. How versatile.
Oh my God.